Okay, we're quickly running out of time. So today, Bli Neder will go through a little bit. One Yesod of Perek Yud and Yud Aleph, we were up to in Kehelas now. And Perek Yud Beis we'll do tomorrow. By the Shmuz, we'll tie it into the Parsha. So there's one Nakuda, quite a fascinating one, that runs through the two Prokim. Perek Yud starts with the pasuk Zvuvei Moves Yavish Yabia Hashem en Rekeach. Interesting pasuk. He's talking about flies, not stamp flies. Zvuvei Moves. Zvuvei Moves. The way Rashi teaches, these are fly like shvacha flies. You know, flies are the most insignificant type of creatures. But Shlomo Melech is taking it down in Madrege. See, I'm not talking about flies. I'm talking about Zvuvei Moves. So Rashi says these are flies in the winter. That's Rashi's Teich. Meaning they don't even have their full oomph. They're like, they're dying flies. And still, they have a koyach, Rashi says here. Kigoyim bimei achorev. Flies in the winter, they're called dead flies. Dying flies, okay? Vehim kroivim lamus. They're almost dead. These flies in the winter, shvacha flies. Gam imbol soich shemen rekech umisarev befsomim umavishe. Even these shvacha flies, if they fly into a expensive oil that's mixed with spices, something exotic, they're going to ruin it. That's the way. So Rashi says, what's the dimyon? The pasuk ends, Yokor mechochma mikovoid sichlus mot. Rashi comes and he says, what does Shlomo Melech? He means to make an equation. He means to say, one avera, one pagam, you may think it's minor, you may think it's minute, it still has a koyach to destroy many, many things that you've acquired, many treasures. And that's what Rashi says. V'zeh ma'ashmoy shel yabia. K'moy odom shokul mamish like asaris mei tshuva, Rashi says. You're holding 50-50. One avera, that's it. One little avera. You have thousands of mitzvahs. One little avera tips the scale. So Rashi says, so Rashi says that's Shlomo HaMelech's equation. Sichlus davar mu'it, and it could go ahead and outdo all the chachma. But I want to share with you another pshat from the Malbim, which ties into the Hemshech. The next pasuk Shlomo HaMelech says, Leiv chacham li minoi, v'leiv kso ksil l'smaylo. So it's interesting that L'chari you learn Leiv Chacham means like the Targum. The Targum says, Libo de Chakima, the heart of a wise person, Toiv L'miknei Arais, he wants to get more Torah. So Leiv Chacham L'mina, the heart pulls him in the right direction. For Leiv Ksil, for Libo de Shotio L'miknin Ksafu Dehav. That's how the Targum teaches. So the Targum seems to be saying that the Chacham is somebody who gravitates to good, and the Ksil is somebody who gravitates to bad. That's what he's talking about. Lamais, if you look at the Gemara in Shabbos, when the Gemara talks about Loi Meteru Lishma and Shaloi Lishma, the Gemara there's mashma that the Smoil is also Teru. The Gemara says it's Chaimi Lamachzikim Bo, and then the Gemara says Orech Yom Bimina B'Smoil Oishav Achavon. The Gemara says Orech Yom Bimina that somebody's Oisik Teru Lishma. It's mashma, it's also a mila. It's also somebody who's seeking Torah. Mashma that the small, from the Gemara's mashma, that the Leiv Ksil is smoiloi, he's also looking for Torah. Yet the Targum, he says, no. Leiv Chakima iu tov l'mikni ha'raisa. This yav biyad yimino da'akodish baruch. V'lima d'shat gil l'mikni nas. Wants to be koinik safu da'av. So it seems from the Targum and the Shas Bavli seem to go in different directions. I want to try to be makasher that there's no real machloikis, the Bavli and Yerushalmi. The next perek talks about Shalech Lach Machal Panei Amayim. Shlomo Melech says, literal taiches, send your bread out into the water, and Bereva Yomim Timtzen. Eventually you'll come back. There's a fascinating maisa brought down in Olei Shem, which was written by a great enikel of the Rambam, Rav Shimon Maimon. It was printed in Algeria, it was printed in different places, this Sefer Olei Shem. But he brings down a medrash on this pasuk, a fascinating medrash, which we'll get to. The medrash Rabba over here says, Shalach Lachma Apnei Amayim. Where do we find this? What's on the? He's referring to Yisroel. Because what did Yisroel do? When Moshe Rabbeinu saved his daughters, so Yisroel told his daughters they should bring Moshe to the house. And what does it say? Kirenu loy v'yoychal lechem. Yisroel turns to his daughters and he says, who saved you by the well? Whoever did, call him and let's give him food. That was the lashon of Yisroel. Kirenu loy v'yoychal lechem. The end is, he was zeichet to have Moshe as a son-in-law. So the Medrash Rabbah is saying, Shlach lachmacha apnei amayim, ki b'yroi v'yomim timtzenu. The Medrash says, v'chi shaitim eim b'nei adam. Is Shlomo Melech giving stupid advice? To throw your bread into the water? What kind of stupid advice is that? So the Medrash says, no. V'al miyoma al Yisroi. V'al shenosin lachmai l'moyshu, b'roi v'yomim timtzen. That's the Medrash Rabbah. That Shlomo HaMelech is trying to make an equation to Yisroel. Why Yisroel? Why Lechem? What's going on here? So I want to share with you an unbelievable Malbim. Fascinating Malbim. The Malbim is found in the Sefer Arzeis HaSholem, which is a Sefer that has drushes of the Malbim. And he comes up with a whole new idea of these flies. Simply you learn when Shlomo Melech says these flies that contaminate the oil, he's saying even dead flies or half-dead flies will destroy such exotic special oil. The Malbim is not learning like that. The Malbim is actually going in a whole different direction. The Malbim says the following. Malbim says, Zvuvei Mavis Yavish Yabi Hashemin Rekeach. He says, Omar Achocham Mikalodam. What does Shlomo Melech come to tell us over here? Ki yesh tei drochim. There are two ways to serve Hashem. One way to serve Hashem, Misha oyev achochmo v'atoyru v'amitzvahs b'emes. Somebody who deeply loves Torah and mitzvahs. They're just inspired with it. They're alive. That's one type. V'loy b'shvil tachlo zacher. There's no other purpose. Just they love Torah and mitzvahs. He says that's one pshat. V'yesh mi she'oyev ha-Torah rak b'shvil zoktem album ha-Toyelos ha-Chitzoyin she'yesh b'Torah. He doesn't really enjoy Torah and mitzvahs. There's always a pshat. There's always a reason. He's doing this to get that. There's always a Toyelos why he's doing it. He says, L'chayri shneim oisim davar echad. L'may, so they're both learning. They're both doing mitzvahs. So this guy has an ulterior motive. Nish kefelach. He says, Ma yichpas lon. Who cares? Ma hevdol yesh pein zel lezeh. Avol hat ash mechol shma. He says, listen, and I'm going to explain to you something. He says, you can have a fire, and you could have boiling water. And it could even be that the boiling water is the same temperature as the fire. It's mamish unbelievably hot. But he says there's a big difference. The fire is naturally hot. The fire is intrinsically hot. That's the creation of the fire. The fire is hot. Okay, so it is heat. The fire is heat. Its essence is heat. The water that was boiled up, lamaisa, it's not naturally hot. It was heated. He says there's a tremendous difference between the two. This is the Malbim talking. Says the Malbim, Ho'esh, Asher hu atzmoy choim. The fire is the essence of heat. He says, Lo yiskarer min hakor. The fire doesn't get cooled down. You could take that fire and take it out into the, it could be ice. Right? It could be 30 degrees below. The fire is hot. You ain't cooling the fire. You're not cooling the fire because it's essence. If the fire is cool, it's not here. It's extinguished. But you're not making that fire cooler. Ki hu atzmoy choim. Aval amayim achamim. Shehachoim makre lohem. The choim is just like a mikre. They were warmed up. He says to them, Hakor mikarer oisam. The cold air will eventually penetrate and change the water. And the water will cool down. Similar to what Tosfos says in Masechet Shabbos, when he makes a distinction between a Kli Rishon and a Kli Sheni. The Malbim is saying it as a drosha. Tosfos makes a distinction between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni on Shabbos. He says the pot that was on the fire has a different koyach. So he says like this. He says the oil that Shlomo HaMelech is talking about here, what does he use? What's the lashon? He says, he calls it Shemen Amor. There's Shemen Amor and there's Shemen Rekeach. Shemen Amor means oil that intrinsically is special. It has an aroma because of what the fruit that it came out of. That means intrinsically it has a special aroma. That's called Shemen Hamor. Shemen Rekeach means it's seasoned. It means it's oil. And you put spices in there, you put things in it. You created a manufactured smell in the oil. He says, Shlomo HaMelech in this pasuk is differentiating between these two types of oils. And he says, the oil that was seasoned, the dead fly is going to ruin it. It's going to start stinking from the dead fly. The dead fly is not going to start smelling good. The seasoned oil is going to start smelling because it's not intrinsic. He says, Harei Hashem and Amor, Reichoi Atzmi V'tivi, Lo Yavish Mizvuvei Mavis. V'shum Dover Seruach Adarabe, Yapoich Es Adover Seruach L'Reich Toi V'Kiyum Nitzchi. And he says, that's what Chanita was. When they wanted to embalm a body, this is in the olden days, they did this frequently, they would use a special type of oil. That means even a dead body, a corpse, right, which ultimately can smell very bad. The Shemen Amor had the koyach. He says, Avul, he says, Shemen Rekeach Shurak Merukach Befsamim, Nim Tzarech Bayanetivi, Yispoil Midover Zurach. Vizehu Zvuvei Mavis Yavish Shemen Rekeach. Whole different approach she has. The Malbim's approach is that Shlomo HaMelech is not comparing the Zvuvei Moves with something special. Adarabah. He's saying oil, which its only smell is external, because it was seasoned, will quickly start stinking. It will smell very quickly. This old Shailin Aloche, if a kohen who's mezuah, a kohen who smells, it's pasul v'avodah. Can't do avodah. Right? What happens if the kohen that smells puts on deodorant? So now the smell is not there. There's a big vikuach in the poiskim about whether the kohen could be machsher himself lavoida with a dover hachitzen. And it's actually brought down in halacha if a room, because you can't make a broch on a room that smells. Could you spray deodorant and be machsher the room? Or do you say, well, the deodorant is just camouflaging? Not the smell is there. This is an interesting shaila, and some of you may remember I've given several shiurim on this topic in Halacha. So there are poskim who hold Mari Alevi that it depends. If it's a reach she'ein lo yikir, if the smell doesn't really have a source, it just smells. So then the deodorant is machsher. because kibbol kachpoltai. Right? Whatever's here doesn't... Anyway, there's nothing here that really smells. It's just residual smell. So a residual positive smell can work. But if you have something intrinsically that's causing a reyach, then it has to be mesulik. Doesn't help to just spray it up. You got to mamish, you got to be mesai, you got to take it away. It's very similar what the Malbim is saying over here. He's saying, Shlomo HaMelech is saying, Kingin HaChochmo VaHaMitzvos. If it's going to be Shemen HaMor, if it's going to be something you love, it's going to sustain. It's going to stay. You'll be able to fight all the winds in the world. But if it's something you're doing, you're learning, you're doing mitzvahs, you're doing. That's not, that can't sustain itself. That's, Dozok Shlomo HaMelech. Mi shekinyan HaChochma Einei Dovuk Loi B'tivoi, Raku Misiba Chitzoini, then it's not going to last. So I was thinking, the way the Malbim is learning, there's no difference between the Targum and the Bavli. The Bavli is saying the same thing. The Bavli is saying, Oirech Yomim V'mina, somebody's Oisek in Torah L'shma, his Chochma will stay. Somebody's Oisek in Torah Shaloi L'shma, his Chochma won't stay. This also answers the Stiris HaRambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah says that a person should learn Torah, even if it's Shaloi L'shma, even for ulterior motives. No problem. Mitoch Shaloi L'shma, Bo L'shma. No problem. Just learn. The Rambam is very soft, very easy. You go in Hilchos Tshuva, and the Rambam says that somebody who learns Torah, even in order to get Olam Haba, which is ganz fine, not that he's learning Torah to get covered. He's learning Torah to become rich. He's learning Torah because he wants a chelek in Olam Haba. Says the Rambam, Arei zeh derech hamaratzim v'anoshim. This is not the way to be. They all ask the Stiras HaRambam. From Hilchos Talmud Torah to Hilchos Tshuva. I tell you, there's no stira. This Malbim answers the stira. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah is saying, yes, there's something called Torah Shaloi L'shma, and it's also good. It's also good. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva is talking to somebody who fell in. And now you want to basically integrate the Torah in a way for you that the Torah is a weapon. In your Hilchos Tshuva, that's only Torah L'shma that's going to be able to be that weapon. That's the Torah L'shma is going to have that koyach. Otherwise, it's zvuvei moves yavishu shemin rekeach. That's the pshat in the Rambam. Why the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, he's talking Torah as a weapon. If you want to weaponize the Torah, then it has to be something more than that. Can't just be. Yisroi had a tremendous ava to emes. In fact, Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz has a whole piece in his Shmuzim that Yisroi made Moshe Rabbeinu promise that his first son is going to go for Avodah Zarah. Could you imagine? As he's on the Chazal, he vayoyo Moshe l'shev esayish. Yisroi made Moshe promise that the first son, the b'chor, is going to go for Avodah Zarah, and Moshe agreed. It's a pella, pelding Chazal. Chaim Shmuel Levitz explains that Yisroi never would have asked Moshe to make such a promise, and Moshe would have never made such a promise. Yisroi was mechapes to emes. He just wanted truth. He seeked truth. And he came to the truth after he saw all the Avodah Zarahs in the world. And he realized it's all rubbish. It's all garbage. He came to Hakara. He said, I want that my first Einikul, he should also see all the Avodah Zarahs. He should come to the truth. Yisroi was a mechapes to emes. Rabbi Yankov said that Yisroi, everything Yisroi did was with truth. Yisroi was makatoiv. Makatoiv. It wasn't most people makatoiv. Yeah, because you want to get another favor out of the guy. You know? If I'm not going to send him a thank you for this gift, Mechtes will give me another gift. That's not a koras hatoiv. That's a businessman. That's not a koras hatoiv. That's a businessman. I remember years ago, somebody, there was a woman giving musa to her bar mitzvah bach, he has to send out thank you gifts. Thank you gifts. And you know, for bar mitzvah bach, send out a couple hundred thank yous, it's not easy. It's not easy. sit there and write. Come on, yeshiva bacha can schreiben. You know, start writing. The mother looked at the son and she said, Tata, you're going to get married one day, right? The guy who gave you $100 for Bar Mitzvah, he'll give you $250 by your chazan. Not so far away, in 10 years from now. He'll give you $250 for your chazan. He gave you $100 for your Bar Mitzvah. He'll give you $250 for the chazan. Thank you, God could help. The boy jumped up, mamish, hanechmodo mizav mipasov. This boy came back to his mother when he got married 10 years later. And Itaka said that the $100 people gave him $360. So the mother told him he should be mishtatef with the matonis, that she's a shtickle partner in the matonis. But that's not a korus hateva. That's not a korus hateva. That's business. Right? Yisroi was makatoiv l'shem makatoiv. As far as he was concerned, Moshe was a convict of Mitzrayim. Yisroi himself, his mid of Akoros HaTov, he lost his job. He got thrown out, he got impeached from the Senate. He lost his job in Mitzrayim. Why? Because he was Makatov. He fought the Egyptian Congress. He said, you can't make the Jews slaves. You owe them. He didn't love Jews. He wasn't a Jew lover. He just said, it's not right. It's not Akoros HaTov. Hazashtein Chazal. Right? They threw him out of his job. Now he runs to Midian. He finally has a life in Midian. And now an ex-Egyptian convict helps his daughter. What would any father tell his daughter? Stay away from that guy with a 100-foot pole. An ex-Egyptian convict. He says, HaKoros HaTov. Kirena Levi Yechalecha. Call him. Right. He was Mechapis to Emes. Yisrael's HaKoros HaTov. Was real HaKoros HaTov. Was real HaKoros HaTov. And that's how he was like. Because it was with the emes. Chazal was saying, Shlach lachmecha apnei amayim. When you do something toiv, something good, do it with purity. If you do it with purity, beroiva yomim timtzena. It's going to always stay with you. It's going to come back to you. It's, and Zang Chazal Zay Yisrael. When Yisrael was Makar Toiv, it looked like the stupidest thing he ever did. And look what it did. It got him Moshe Rabbeinu as an Eidim. So I'll tell you the Maisa that Rav Shimon Maimon brings down in his Sefer Olei Shem with a Medrash. The Medrash says the following. Arov used to give a drosha every Shabbos in Kohelos. He gave Shurim in Kohelos before Minchan Shabbos. He came to this pasuk. Shlach lachmacha al pnei hamayim. Put your bread out into the water. Barayva yamim timtzenu. It's going to come back to you. It's going to bless you. Says the Medrash, there was an Amoritz. The Amoritz used to come to the Rav's drosha every single week. And whatever, he had a tmimus. Whatever the Rav says, he did. Because, emes. He came to this drosha. The rabbi started with the pasuk in Kehelis. He doesn't know no kunsim. Then the Rav went into a deep shot that he didn't understand. He understood the translation. The Rav said, King Solomon, the wisest of all men, who shares his godly wisdom with us, says you should take your bread, you should put it into the water. It's going to come back. It's going to be a blessing for you. He comes home, he's married to a Tmimistic wife too. He tells her, listen, I heard today that King Solomon, who gives us God's wisdom, he said that you're supposed to take all the best foods you have and put in the water. From now on, you're going to make delicious food. And we're going to make a basket, a waterproof basket. I'm going to the ocean and we're sending it out every day. With that tmimis, he did it with that tefillah, you know, tefillah saderech. Kachav. The Medrash says that there was a melech called Rafu. Melech Rafu. He was a Gentile king. He ruled over an island. And ultimately he became a ger. But the Medrash gives the story how he became a ger. How did he become a ger? He had a son, a Ben Yochid. And the son did epis a crime. He did a crime. He was very upset, the king, because this was his Ben Yochid. He loved him. He didn't want him to die. But there was no choice. He tried to... He tried to do shtick, but then was the prosecution was there, and the son went against a federal crime. Achas dosei lohamas. So King Rafu said, "There's no choice. You have to kill my son." Normally, the executions in this island, the way the rules were, if you were a federal crime, the king is there to witness the execution. But this is his ben yachid. He couldn't do it. So the Medrash says he went over to one of his most trusted ministers, and he said, "Take my son, take him somewhere to another island, and over there execute him. I can't watch it." So this trusted minister of his took the son, took him to an island. The Medrash says a Maisa Shoya took him to an island. This island had nothing on it, no food, nothing. He left him there. He himself didn't have the koyach to execute the kid. He said, this is an execution. I'm putting him on an island. A young boy, out garnished, he'll die. Anyway, that was Chelik Aleph of the mice. This minister, about 6 months later, made a wedding. Obviously, he wanted the king to come to the wedding. So he went to the king, came to the palace, invite him to the... The king says, "I'm sorry, I can't go. I'm in Avelus. Ever since my son was killed, I can't... No joy, there's no joy for me. I can't go." He said, "If you want, you could go to my wife, the queen, invite her, and if she goes, I'll go to accompany the queen. But I can't myself, I have no joy." Anyway, he went to the queen. So he kept them the Zobamais. She says, I don't know what joy is. Since my son is killed, there's no joy by me. I can't go." So he's very disappointed. He says, "I'm going to go to that island just to see what happened with him. Maybe, who knows, maybe some miracle." He comes to the island. He finds the king's son, 20 pounds bigger than he was when he left him there. Alsir Haboso. He says, "What's going on? This is 6 months. How are you?" And the guy looks at my machine, looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger. "What's Tutsachdo? What's Tutsachdo?" He says, "I can't tell you pshat. I can only tell you I get daily deliveries here. Baskets come. Call me name Matamim. Every day baskets come. With food. I've been eating mamish since I go to this. It's daily." Turns out this island was mamish right in the way the waves worked. The basket landed over there. Anyway, the end of the story, you could all hop. The king came to the chasana. They brought the son to the chasana. The king ended up taking this guy into the palace. He built him his own island. Because this yid became the gevir of all the yidden. And not only that, he used to be mamutz for all the yidden. And the king ended up being megayer. When he heard Chachma Shloime, Shlach Lachlam. The Medrash ends, this Medrash that he brings that ends, L'lam decha, Shekol mi sheshemei al ha-Torah l'shmo mizbarach. This yid was just a tmi mistake, and he didn't know from nothing. He came to the Rav's drash, and the only thing he understood was Shlach Lachmacha p'nei amayim. Perei v'yomim tinsen. He just took the pasuk. And just him on his very, very, unsophisticated level, clinging to the words of the Torah with truth, they brought him all the bruch. This is the Medrash that he brings down. But this is one message. The one message that Shlomo HaMelech is saying is that the difference between doing something b'lev shalem is how much this could protect you, how much it will protect you. When you do something b'shlemus, it will never dissipate. Somebody just told me a maaseh with Rav Stein. Oh, it's late. Okay, I'll give you the maaseh maybe tomorrow.